If now workers are much more expensive and he can't find somebody to finish it, so let's say you hired a guy to do a work to build the door. He did half the job and then he quits on you. And the whole job is worth $10. So really he's supposed to get $5 now. But let's say to finish off the job, he can only find somebody to do it for $8. So all you have to pay the first one is just $2. First one loses out, his hands are on the lower job, lower side, since he's the one that retracted. Let's say the balabas retracted though, then the balabas is the one that loses out. And this is the klal of kol ha-mishanu, whoever changes and retracts on the job, is yoda ala tachtoina. The one that retracts, his hands on the bottom, he loses out, he gets the raw deal. We'll see in the Gemara why he needs two cases here. Like what is the end of the Mishnah adding that it says, kol ha-mishanu a second time instead of already. And the kol ha-choyzeboi, yoda ala tachtoina. Whether you just change, that's the first case, kol ha-mishanu. But the kol ha-choyzeboi, also if you retract, so your hand ala tachtoina, you're going to lose out. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what does it mean you lose out, how much are the conditions you lose out.
The first
like this. Chozro zeba zeh loketoni. The Mishnah doesn't say that they retracted one to the other. That it doesn't say. Elehitu zeh zeh. The Mishnah starts off, hasech esumne vihitu zeh zeh. They made a mistake, they were misled. What does that mean to say? Like, not that they really retracted, but they were misled. Tomorrow says, the atu perle madodi. It means the work is misled one on another. What does that mean? Heichidan, what's the case talking about? Kiyomalei balabayis. The balabas told one of his workers that zil oigeli poalim. I want you now to go hire more workers. Like we need more workers on the job. The ozal iyu. Now this worker went. The atinu. And he misled the workers now. The ones he hired, he misled them. Heichidan, what's the case talking about? Idiyomalei balabayis biarbo. If the balabas first said, hire me a worker, and I'll pay him $4 a day. For Yozaliyo, now this payer went, and Omalu, he told the new workers, Bitlosa, that I'll only pay you $3 a day. So Gemara says, if so, Tarumas Maya Vidatayu, why did the new workers even have a right to have complaints against the balabas? Like, why? So Vikibul, look where they accepted. Like, they were told that you're going to get paid $3 a day. And they accepted the job. So even though the original balabas told the first worker, hire them for $4, but the new workers didn't hear that. The new workers only heard from the middleman, they're going to get $3. So they accepted it. Why do they have a right to have terumas, to have complaints? They accepted it. If the case is the opposite, that the balabas said, go hire somebody for $3 a day. And the worker, the middleman, now went and hired workers, and told them, I'll give you $4 a day. So then, hey, kidom, what are we talking about over here? If this middleman, when he went to get the workers, told them, listen, I'll take care of you, it's upon me to pay the $4. If so, not of lumadi day, it's not only then tarumas, he has to pay them. The middleman now that told the workers, I'll give you $4, he's going to have to pay them the $4. To Tanya, we learn like this. If you hired a worker to work by you, to work for you in your fields, and instead of telling this worker, instead of showing him your fields, you took him to somebody else's field. He went to somebody else's field and worked there. So the halacha is, that the first man, the one that hired this worker, has to pay him the full wages. Like if I said, work for me for $4, you have to pay him the $4, even though he didn't work in your field, but you showed him to work there, so you have to pay him the $4. The choizer, now the first balabas goes back, v'noitam balabayis ma'ashaneyu. He has the right to collect from the second balabas, the one that has field worked on, as much as enjoyment you had there, for that much you have to pay, even though you didn't tell the worker to come down. In other words, if somebody comes down to your field and works on your field, without you telling him, you have to pay him according to the enjoyment that you have from it. After Mashanena, you have to pay him. Similarly here also, Lamaisa, if the middleman told him that I'll pay you $4, so Lamaisa, it's like you hired him for $4. Even though now you showed him to work in the balabas's field, so true, the balabas has to pay you $3, what he said he would. But the extra dollar though, you, the middleman, the one that hired him, you have to pay him the $4. So the Mishnah can't be talking about this case. Not only tarumais, It's a mamash achiyiv mamon you have to pay him. Zemora says, Lord Tzricha, the case is, Tiyamalu, schorchum abalabayas. Where the middleman.
Yes, the middleman told the workers and it said the pay will be upon the balabas, he'll pay you. So true again, the balabas told the middleman he'll pay three. And the middleman told the prelim I'll pay you four. But he said these four like will be upon the balabas to pay. Zemora says, if so, Vilech say pu'alim hechim isgori. Let's see how much do you have to pay workers to do the work. Like we said before, if the balabas receive $4 worth of work, he'll have to pay them $4. So Mar says, Lord Tzricha, the case is talking about the ikah de migra biarba, the ikah de migra betlosa. Some people pay the workers $4, and some people pay the workers $3. So therefore here, there's no proof. Therefore here, since you only said I'll pay you the way the balabas said, and the balabas only said three, they don't have a dim moment to get more than $3. The Yomrulay, Ilav the Yamatlon. So like if so, the question is like what's the terumas altogether? So Mar says yes, terumas they have a right to have. The Yomrulay, because the workers could say, Ilav the Yamatlon viabur. If not for the fact that we heard from you, we'll get four. Tarchinunu mizgorim viabur. We would have looked for different jobs someplace else to get paid $4 a day. So now that we're only getting $3 a day, we have terumas upon you. And then the Gemara says, another tale could be, Hocha v'balabayas askinun. We're not talking about it's a workman. We're talking about a balabas that owns his own property. And he himself hired himself out to somebody else to work. And he thought he was going to get $4. That's why it was worth it for him to hire himself out. The Yomrulay, that this balabas has a right to complain back to the middleman and say to him, Elav the Yamatlon biyabo, if it wouldn't have been for the fact that you told us I would get four, have a zilo be milsal as gure. It's a big embarrassment for me to go and hire myself out to somebody else. Like I have my own fields, I can work by myself. Why did I go to work for you? Only because I thought I was going to get four. So now that Mitzaradin, I'm only getting three, I have a right to have terumas upon you. And like Rashi says, he has his own field, Shein Shaloi. He wouldn't stumble rent himself out, only for get paid more. Final tarumas, that's his complaint, he has a right to say, because not for what you told me, I would have never done this. Now the Gemara says, another tarot could be, no, we're talking about regular workers. Like Rashi says, these people are used to working for other people. So again, what's the case of Tarumas? The case is like this. The Yamulay, the Parlam have a right to say, Kivon de Matalom Biabo, since you yourself said, you'll pay us four, even though you said, Kemoi, you said, Alabalabai is that the Sultan Balabos to pay it. And the question was, since the Balabos only said, I'll pay three, why should he have to pay four? Or like, what's the Tarumas? The Tarumas is like this. That the problem have a right to say, Kivon de Matalom Biabo, since you said he gave us four, Tachino Biavdin and Lecho Avidito Shapirta. You should know we worked very hard to do an extra special good job for you. So therefore, Lemaisa, we deserve to get paid for, because we gave you this much Hano. So Gemara says, if so, Velech Sebiratayu, let's take a look and see how the work was really done. Like if the work was really done so well, then the balabas should have to pay him for it, not only terumas. So Mar says Barifka, the work they did was in the fields, like Rashi says, Shechofru Charitz Sviva Sasoda. They went to dig out holes around the field. So Mar says Rifka Nami made the idea to Maliyamaya. The Mifka made the idea. Let's check out the Rifka also see how well we did it. So Mar says the Maliyamaya full of yadi. Some that's full of water right now. We can't tell the Maisa if he did work better or not. So therefore he does not have a right to collect the money, the extra dollar. But I call upon him, he has a right to have terumas upon the middleman. The is that they have a right to say that we work extra hard. Freddy Gemara, the lechza avidatayu. If so, let's see. If they did an extra good job, so then they gave extra enjoyment to the balabas. So then I could have a right to get the $4. Like you gave the balabas $4 worth of work. So Mar says Barifka, that they were digging ditches for irrigation. Fred Gemara, so what? Rifka Nami made the idea. Well, let's see how good of a job, how good of an irrigation they made there. So Gemara says, the Mal Yamaya. What happened was water came there already. So right now you can't see the job they did. So in such a case, you can't see the job. For La Yadiyah,
We do not know if they really did a good job or not. So therefore, the balabos does not have to pay them $4. He only has the right to pay them $3. But they themselves have a right to have a complaint to feel bad about the balabos. Iboyisem, another territory says, L'yoylom diyomale balabais piyarba. We could be talking about the balabos said, I'll give you four. Diyozal iyuam lubitlosa. Now the middleman, when he went to hire the workers for the balabos, the middleman only told them, I'll pay you three, that's all. So the question was, before we had a question on this, before the question was, why did the workers have a right to even have a complaint against the balabos? They accepted. They heard clearly, you're only going to get paid three, and you accepted it. So what kind of tarumas do you have? Samar says, because we could say to them, we could say to the middleman, don't you hold from the pasuk of, you're not supposed to hold back good from the owner. In other words, these workers,